Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is Mei Li.
2020年2月 ,Netflix 刚出了一部英文的 documentary, 就是纪录片，简直就是震碎了欧美人民的三观哈。
Yes, Netflix has recently shocked audiences with a true crime documentary.
是一部真实的犯罪纪录片，就是这个 crime documentary。
Yes, a true crime documentary.
哎，说实话，我觉得这部纪录片真的不像是 documentary, 因为它真的是太吸引人了，比电影还好看。
Yes, it's so worth watching, and the English is very easy as well.
对，就是很容易听得懂哈，特别适合学英文。这部 documentary, 这部纪录片的名字是什么呢？
The Tinder Swindler.
大家可以关注微信公众号一席文化，发送关键词 Tinder, T-I-N-D-E-R, 都是小写的哈，就会收到片源。
Yes, 公众号一席文化 ,Let's watch it together.
刚才说了哈，这部纪录片呢 The Tinder Swindler 是2022年2月 Netflix 刚出的一部哈，片名是什么意思呢？这个 The Tinder Swindler,
So Tinder, as many of us might already know, is an online dating social media app.
这个 Tinder 其实就跟非诚勿扰一样，或者陌陌一样，是一个 social media app, 一个社交 app,而且呢是一个 dating social media app, 约会社交软件哈。那这个 swindler 呢？
So swindler here means someone who gets money dishonestly by cheating people.
诈骗犯 swindler.
So the Tinder swindler means someone that swindles on Tinder. Someone who gets money dishonestly on Tinder.
就是在这个 Tinder 上面做诈骗的人。那这个片子呢，中文翻译叫做诈骗王。那我在看这部 crime documentary 的时候啊，在推特还有 Ins 还有 YouTube 上面，我发现都已经炸了哈，很多很多人在讨论。我们剧透一下，讲的是什么呢？
Alright, so spoiler alert, we'll be talking about what happens in the documentary. So, in this documentary, it talks about a true story of a man named Simon Levi. Here he uses a false identity.
这个 Simon, 他的是有用了一个 false identity, 就是 false, 就是假的 identity, 身份。他说自己是钻石王国的一个 heir, 就是那种 H-E-I-R, heir, 接班人哈。
Yeah, so he said he was a wealthy diamond company heir.
如果你跟他约会的话呢，在英语当中你就是他的 date, 那么他会用各种奢侈品来轰炸他的 dates 们。
Yes, so he would shower his dates with gifts such as private jet trips.
Wow, 私人飞机旅行。
Also five-star hotels, luxury bags, etc.
他的这些 dates 们就很容易就是被攻陷了哈，沦陷了。
Yes, of course. So after charming these women and gaining their love and trust, he would actually tell them he is in trouble and needs to borrow money.
Wow, so typical. 这个真的是好典型的 PUA 套路。哎，你知道什么是 PUA 吗？
No.
PUA 就是现在在这一届年轻人当中特别流行的一个词儿，就 PUA 呢，就是说是精神控制一个人，就是第一步呢，就建立一个人设，就是 use a false identity, 然后呢 shower his dates with gifts, 就是用各种礼物来甜宠对方，第三步呢，就是要颠覆自己的这个人设，然后说自己有离奇的经历，还有当下呢是 in trouble,来展现 vulnerable side, 就是自己的那种脆弱的一面，然后激发女性的这种保护欲。然后呢，对方就开始反过来为这个男人付出，付出金钱甚至生命。
Yeah, taking advantage of the love and the emotions. That's quite mean. I mean, it's quite sad to be honest.
Exactly, 就特别可恨哈。
Yeah, and here you know the women, they would help him, and they would even go to like an extent of borrow huge amount of money, putting themselves in debt as well.
Oh.太傻了哈，纪录片里面的这些女生呢，有美国的，还有欧洲的，对不对？很多被他欺骗的女生呢，都 putting themselves in debt, 负债累累啊。
And you know, he really promised that he would pay them back.
But that never happened, right?
No.
这个人在 Tinder 上面一共诈骗了多少钱呢？
So in total, he swindled an estimated of $10 million from people across the globe.
$10 million， 全球一共骗了$10 million，嗯，这跨国生意做的。但是最后 he was arrested and charged， 对吧？
Yes, so he was arrested and charged with fraud related crimes，
mm-hmm.
but only at the end of the film.
Ah, fraud related crime 就欺诈罪，关他个30年吧。
Yeah, but you know, actually, it's revealed that Simon is now living as a free man in Israel.
Whoa.
And he's continuing his luxury style with his new girlfriend. It's crazy.
Wow, 我没有看到最后哈。It's blowing my mind. 三观都被震碎了。
Mm-hmm.
这么一个祸害逍遥法外哈 that is horrible to think.
Well, you know, this is also the most shocking part to me, the fact that he's still walking free while all these women are paying their debt is horrible.
Exactly. 怪不得这个片一出来的时候立刻在西方各大社交媒体上给炸了哈。Are there any fun reactions after the release of this film?
Yeah, so like you said, after the release of this film, it hastaken over social media. And of course, there has been numerous reactions on Twitter.
Has been numerous reactions on Twitter. 就是 Twitter 相当于美国的微博哈。关于这个片的讨论呢已经是 taken over social media. 那我们精选出来了很多这个西方的 netizens, 网友们对于本片的一个英文讨论哈，那截图呢在本文的推送里，大家可以到公众号一席文化当中去查看。
Yes, you'll definitely laugh so hard over them.
嗯，首先呢是火了一波 memes, 一波表情包哈。
So yeah, so here the first one, this is a meme. It says that one friend that says, "I'll pay you back." The friend, and then you have a picture of Simon.
上面他写的是那个说会还你钱的朋友，下面呢就是这个大骗子这个。诈骗王 Simon 抽着雪茄的照片，然后配文是 I'll pay you back, 我会还你的。
So this is the first one. And then the second one here, it says Eileen was the real MVP. And then they did hashtag Tinder Swindler.
其中有一个女主叫做 Eileen, 对不对？
嗯。
然后她被网友呢戏称为 the real MVP. 那 what is MVP?
So MVP here stands for most valuable player.
最优选手。
Yes, and so to understand this meme, basically we'll explain a little bit of the story, but this is one of his girlfriends that tried to help him when he said he needed money. So she had him send some of his designer clothes so she could sell it.
借钱没有，但是我可以帮你卖东西，换成钱。这个女孩，这个 Eileen 实在是太聪明了。
Yes, but however, when they stopped contacting each other, she still had many of his things. And here she says that she is still selling his things today.
哇、哦、这个女孩可以说是稳赚不赔哈，这个 meme 也火了，就是这个 Eileen 很开心地扬着头说 Yes, I'm still selling his things. 我还在卖她的东西呢。
Yes, she's definitely one of the smart ones.
还有下面这个 memes 也特别好玩哈。
Yes, so this one is a meme of, well, it's Adele, obviously. But here, in this Twitter meme, she's saying, me while watching Tinder Swindler. I can only say this was definitely me watching this film. There's so many emotions.
That is me too. 我也是这样的。
Yeah.
所有的脸哈，所有的 so many faces, so many emotions.
Yeah, very, very emotional.And here, let's talk about some comments also that were posted on YouTube.
YouTube 上面呢有很多人的这个发言，点赞量还是很高的哈。我们来看一下这一位的发言。
So here, this viewer is saying, moral of the story, if it feels too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
这个真的很聪明哈，这种说法。Moral of the story, 就这个故事告诉我们一个什么样的道理呢？ If it feels too good to be true,如果你觉得这事儿美好的不像是真的，那么 it is too good to be true， 那么它就是美好的，不是真的，有道理哈。不要相信天上掉馅饼。
For sure. This next comment says, the fact that they believed a guy who flew in private jets shall look for girls on Tinder is a sad reflection of society.
这位网友呢就说啊，他们能相信一个乘坐私人飞机出行的人会在 Tinder 上面找女朋友，这是社会的一个悲哀的缩影，这个是一个 a sad reflection of society.
Yeah, this comment is it makes you think for sure.
对，下面这位呢也很有意思，她是一位女生，对吧？ 非常强烈地表达了一下自己的观点。
Yeah, so here she's saying, this documentary was fantastic and fascinating.
她说这个 documentary, 这个纪录片显然是非常的 fantastic, 然后并且呢是 fascinating, 非常吸引人。
And then she says, I don't understand how anyone could be attracted to a man whose Instagram page is nothing but photo after photo after photo of,of himself, and posing with things that show how rich he is. Gross.
She made her opinion. 对，她说，哎，我就是不明白哈，为什么有的人会被这种男人吸引呢？就他的这个 ins 主页上面就是啥都没有，就只有什么呢 ？Photo after photo after photo of himself, 全都是他自己的照片，而且呢，就摆的姿势都是什么呀？都是拿着那些显示他多有钱的这种东西哈。所以呢，最后给一个评价就是 gross， 好恶心。
Yeah, very strong opinion.
Yeah, very strong opinion.
And then here, this next one is quite funny too. He's just listing the things that you learn from this documentary.
The morals.
Yeah. So the first one is billionaires aren't on Tinder.
就是看明白了。第一个，亿万富翁他们不可能在 Tinder 上面。
And the second one, why would a billionaire need money?
Exactly. 一个亿万富翁为什么需要钱呢？
Third one, he could ask his family for money.
Exactly, right? He could ask his family for money.Instead of you.
And the fourth one, real life ain't an action movie.
真实的生活可不是那种什么武侠片动作片，不要就是被很多东西给吓住哈。
Yeah. And you know, here after every point, he adds a red flag. So I think this is things that the women maybe should have thought about as they went into the relationship. Every time there was a small red flag telling them, oh, this might be a problem, this might be weird.
大家可能在这个推文里面看到这个截图，它每一个观点后面都有一个 red flag， 对吧？就是其实就是一个警示 warning。
Yeah. So yeah, hopefully this story will not end here, and he will receive some harsher consequences for his actions, especially after all the pain that he has caused these poor women.
Of course, 希望坏人得到应有的报应哈。那我们给大家呢准备好了片源，大家关注微信公众号一席文化，发送关键词 tender, T-I-N-D-E-R, 就会收到片源了。那希望大家呢能够喜欢。那好，我们今天就聊到这里，希望你们喜欢今天的内容。
Comment us and let us know what you think. Bye-bye.
Bye. 所有的苦涩 I say no, no, no. 拜托你别再忽冷忽热，从过去到了现在，哥们依旧问你发力，有什么年代，又不是